Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. 35 years after the death of Scott Johnson, and his killer has been sentenced to 9 years in prison. Scott White admitted to punching the doctor, sending him off a cliff in Sydney in 1988. The 52-year-old was sentenced for his murder last year, but that was appealed. He then pled guilty to manslaughter. Johnson's brother is relieved his family finally have justice.
I think our family's got some peace, and I would even say closure, that we won't be back here again talking about another appeal.
Another leading economist reckons we're not heading for a recession. It follows predictions one more rate hike will be enough to tip us over. But economist Tim Harcourt says a couple of things need to happen before we get there.
I think if GDP for more than two quarters is negative, and I think if you see a huge uptick in unemployment and a reduction in employment, then you'd worry. But at the moment, we aren't in that territory.
The federal government will introduce a bill into Parliament next week to ban Nazi symbols. It includes a maximum penalty of up to 12 months in jail. A ban on the Nazi salute will be up to state and territory governments. Prince Harry has fought back tears, wrapping up 2 days of cross-examination in a case against a UK tabloid publisher. The Duke of Sussex claims Mirror Group newspapers used illegal methods to gather stories about him, including phone hacking. Briefly, Roger Cook has officially been sworn in as WA's 31st Premier. To sport, Port coach Ken Hinckley is backing skipper Tom Jonas to return to form. He's been overlooked for the second straight week. Hinckley says he knows how much he wants to play.
Absolutely. I mean, we should. And he's been our captain and he's been a great player for this footy club for a long time. Just because he misses a week or two, you know, that doesn't send any other message other than you need to play well to get back in.
The Swans and Saints kick off round 13 tonight. And Aussie football great Rally Rasich has passed away aged 87. He was the first coach to take the Socceroos to a World Cup.